Despite making such a dramatic and relatively late change at the game's most pivotal position, the Dolphins are counting on a sense of continuity in signing Jay Cutler out of retirement to be their starting quarterback. Cutler and Miami head coach Adam Gase worked well together in Chicago in 2015, and it's that familiarity the Dolphins are staking their playoff hopes on. But the harsh reality of Cutler's arrival could likely spell the end of the franchise's Ryan Tannehill era. The 2012 first-round quarterback is now damaged goods, with a left ACL that has been injured twice in about 8 months, a salary cap number of almost $20 million in 2018, and a future in Miami that looks murky at best. Like Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota last August, Tannehill cruelly went from being a focal point of his team to a question mark in an instant. And it's another harsh reminder that in the NFL, the train keeps moving, always moving, with or without any one player. After 4 years of mediocrity in Miami, Tannehill finally found his game last season under Gase, but now his next NFL chapter might well be forced to unfold somewhere else. That makes Cutler the wholly unexpected man of the moment for the 2017 Dolphins. However long it lasts, the new life his career has been given came directly at the expense of Tannehill's misfortune. Miami is in win-now mode, and Cutler is being cast in the somewhat unfamiliar role of savior. Don't snicker, Bears fans. The NFL quarterback carousel routinely moves in surprising ways, and offering a shot at late career redemption is one of its tried and true maneuvers. Tannehill is out, and Cutler is in, and the way forward in Miami just got trickier. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.